We're doing the Navi Yeshaya. We're up to the 51st chapter, the 4th Pasuk. Hakshiv Elai Ami. Hashem says, listen to me, my nation. Ul'umi Elai Hazinu. My nation, I want you to pay attention. I want you to listen. Ki Torah Me'iti Teitze. Because I am giving you Torah. I'm sending the prophets, and what they're teaching you is Torah. They're not inventing a new religion, on the contrary. The Nevi'im are teaching you Torah. U'mishpati le'or amim argiyam. And the system that I'm teaching will ultimately be calming for the nations. When the nations look at the Torah, the initial thought is, this is constricting. This is not something I want to do with my life. Why would I want to take Shabbos and not answer phones? Hashem tells the people, the Torah is in your interest. The prophets are here to help you. And even the nations will ultimately recognize that the Torah is the most peaceful way of life they can find. Le'or amim argiya. I will enlighten the nations, and they will realize that the Torah is calming, the Torah is the formula for the best possible life. Karov tzidki yatza yishi. Hashem says, the time is near where I will make things good for the Jewish people. Karov tzidki. It is near the righteousness I will bring upon the Jewish people. Yatza yishi. It's as though I've already sent out my Yeshaya, my person who will save the Jewish people. Uzro'ai amim yishpotu. My arm will judge the nations. Elayim yekavu. The El Zeroi Yeyachelun. The nations all over will put their hope in me, says Hashem, and they will wait for me. Until now, people think it's their strength that will accomplish. The Navi says people will come to recognition that it's Hashem's might that runs the world. And the Navi uses a term, karov, it's close by. There are multiple ways we can understand that. We'll start with an example. Your kid tells you the school year is so long, and they're holding a week before the end of school, and they think there's an eternity till school ends. You look back at your school days, and you think to yourself, I can't remember anything. Just passed like a flash. 13 years, boom. I remember select moments, but in hindsight, it really flew by. So what do you tell your kid? Not such a big deal, believe me. Before you know it, the summer vacation will be over. Not only won't you remember this week, you won't even remember the vacation. And a half year later, a kid comes back. He's in the middle of the next year's school year, and he says, you were right. I don't even remember the year. I just remember the conversation. I don't remember the vacation. I remember the conversation a week before the vacation. Our perspective on whether something is near or far is very much a reflection of a very limited perspective. You speak to older people and you tell them when you're 13, you can't wait to get a license. And they tell you it's not so far off. And you say, what do you mean? It's 3 years. And to you, 3 years seems like eternity. And to them, 3 years is nothing. When a person reaches the age of 60, 70, they look back at their life. And the 3 years are not a big deal. So the Navi is describing a heavenly perspective. In the grand scheme of things, the world is going to be many, many, call them millennium, thousands of years, million of years, billions of years, however long the plan is. So the Navi says it's not so far off. To us, it seems like a big deal. Today already, we look back and we say, Lecha Dodi, that's a new custom to say Lecha Dodi. It's only 400 or 500 years old. Right? Shlomo El Kabetz, it's 450, 500 years ago. It's a pretty new custom, right? Who ever had a perspective like that? That 500 years was like a new custom. So the Navi tells the people, it's not so far off. The world is headed to a better place. Again, it's a perspective. We'll conclude with the next pasuk, and that'll help us have perspective. So, l'shamayim einechem, look up to the heavens. Hashem says, "Vabitu el haaretz mitachat." Look at the earth below. Ki shamayim keashan nimlachu, v'haaretz kabeged tivle. The angels of the heaven, the stars of the heaven, they're going to wear away, and the earth is going to wear off. And the people who inhabit earth, they will also ultimately die. Vishuati lolam tie vetzidkati lotechat. And even if generations will pass from the world, but there will be a salvation for the people of Israel that will be eternal, forever. Forever means more than 10 years, more than 100 years, more than 1,000 years, more than 1,000,000 years. V'tzidkati lo teichat, and the kindness I will do for the Jewish people, will that ultimate kindness won't break. It'll be for eternity. So when you look at the scheme of things, when you look at billions and billions of years, so what's 1,000 years? I'm saying, from our perspective, that's huge. But Hashem says, right, but this is a blip on the screen. And the outcome of this blip is an eternal good, a much better world. That's where we're up to, Pasuk Zayin.